Welcome to our class on Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse from the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called Mizbach Adomo Tasali. The Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse on Shabbos Parshas Yisroi, that year was the 19th day of the month of Shvat, in the year Tavshin Mem Aleph, 45 years ago. So again, the Chassidic discourse is based on the verse in this week's Torah portion where it says, Mizbach Adomo Tasali. God is instructing us to make an altar out of earth. And it says, V'zavach to all of you, you're going to bring your sacrifices on it, etc. Then it goes on to say, V'im Mizbach Avonim Tasali, if you're going to make an altar for me out of stones, so Loisivna Esan Gazas, don't go ahead and build it by cutting the stones, because you bring the sword upon it, which we know a sword is all for killing, you have desecrated the altar. So the Rebbe asks a simple question, why is it when it comes to the altar that's made out of earth, so it says, Mizbach Adomo Tasli, you should make to me an altar made out of earth. But when it comes to the altar out of stone, it says like a condition, the im, Mizbach Avona, if you make it, then you have the conditions about how to make it. So what is the difference? So Rebbe explains, he says, we know, based on what's explained in the Chassidic discourse on Shabbos Parshas Yisrei of the year Tuf Reish Mem, and it's a little different explanation the way it's explained in the Torah, and he explains over there as follows. These two ideas of an altar that's made out of Adama, out of earth, and an altar which is made out of stone, refers to two ways of serving Hashem. In other words, because what is the idea of a Mizbeach? What's the idea of an altar? It's basically the way that we serve Hashem. And there's two types of serving of Hashem, which goes in the level of Milmata Lamaila, from elevating the physical world and elevating it to the higher level. But even in Milmata Lamaila, with elevating the world to a higher level, there's two different ways. There's the spiritual way of the Mizbach Adama, the altar which is made out of earth, and then you have the altar which is made out of stone. In other words, the Mizbeach, the altar which is made out of earth, is referring to Adama. It has the same letters as Adam, a human being. Why is the human being called Adam? Because he comes from Adama, he comes from the earth. That's on one hand. So on one hand, the Adam, the human being, he comes from Adam, he comes from earth. But on the other hand, Adama, he's compared to Hashem, the highest level. So Mizbeach Adama is referring to the human being that on one hand, he's made from the earth, but on the other hand, he's compared to Hashem in heaven. But then you have Mizbach Avonim, a stone, which is referring to the sparks that fell even lower into the level of what? The idea of a stone. Those are the two personalities. What does that mean? The Rebbe explains as follows. This command to make the altar, the two types of altars, the one of Adama, which we said is coming from earth, which is Adama Le'elyon, and the one which was made out of stone, which fell even lower, was commanded to the Jewish people that left Egypt. Now we know that the Jewish people that left Egypt, they were a reincarnation, like it says in the Zohar, of the Dor HaFlaga, the generations that were spread out. So the Rebbe asks one second, even though we know it says clearly in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that the Dor HaFlaga, the generations that were dispersed, they don't have a place in the world to come. And they don't even have an opportunity to stand up for justice. But the truth is, the Rebbe says, that is referring to in the future, which is the world to come. In other words, what does that mean? That their body is not going to be transformed. However, their soul could get transformed and refined by working with the chaymer and the levanim, with the bricks and the mortar that the Jewish people worked in Egypt. And that's why Pare told the Jewish people clearly, these aren't just names of tools they work with in Egypt, but this is spiritual transformation that's taking place. Pare told the Bnei Israel, "V'soichan levenim titenu, we're going to give you stones." In other words, why is that? Because we know that the sin of the generation that was got dispersed, and it says clearly in the Torah, they worked with stones, they worked with mortar, and they said, let's go ahead and build a city, and the tower is going to go up to heaven, that's how we're going to become famous. And we know that they all had in mind to serving idolatry. And as it says, we're going to make a name, and in the Torah it says clearly, v'shem Elokim Achayim, another buzzword of shame, you can't make any other gods. Another, so what they went ahead and what they used these stones was for idolatry. And like the Chazal tell us, that they took a stone and they prostrated themselves down to it. And this is what the Jewish people were working and fixing in Egypt. By working with these stones, what they sinned with the stones, B'nai Yisrael and Mitzrayim went ahead and transformed it to elevate the souls. And so from here you'll see, what does that mean practically? So when it comes to the Mizbeach, the altar of Adama, which is the earth, we say on one hand it's coming from, we come from the earth. And but on the other hand, we're Adama, we're compared to Hashem. What is that referring to? What type of spiritual work? That's the work of learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, which it's a neutral territory. You learn Torah and you do a mitzvah, neutral stuff, but not with things that you have arrogance and division. And like the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, that all the mitzvahs in the Torah are with neutral items. So, for example, when you want to take the mitzvah on Sukkot, you have to take the esrog. You can't bring it from a forbidden type of fruit. It has to be neutral, and you elevate it to an esrog. And that's why it says over here, mizbach adama. It doesn't say im mizbach adama, an altar of earth. And you'll go ahead and bring sacrifices on there. All the different types of sacrifices, which is referring to all the different types spiritually that we do today of learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. So that is with Mizbeach Adama, because that's all neutral stuff, that all could be elevated. However, when it comes to the altar that's made out of stones, Avonim, in other words, to elevate the sparks that fell in the three impure Kliplot, which, how do you deal with that? Is by subduing the negative force. In Hebrew it's called, or in Aramaic, iskafya sitracha, or to the level where you totally transform it, is hapkacha shaycha l'nhoira, or you transform it of the negative energy. And by doing that, yes, it's much difficult, but you have the power of yisrei na'orim etecha chayshach, this greater light that comes from darkness, or greater wisdom that comes from silliness. And that's why it says v'im, if, like a condition. Why? Because that's not the standard way of doing things. And that's why he continues, he says, no, you cannot go ahead and bring any, and you can't cut it with any knife, because you brought the knife on and you desecrated it. Why is that? Because since the sparks are much higher, you have to have proper respect for it. It's a whole different level of dealing with it. Now, the Zohar says something very, very powerful, that the generation that is living now, in the heels before Mashiach comes, is a reincarnation of the generation of Rashbi, of Shimon bar Yochai, the author of the Zohar. And the generation of the Rashbi is a reincarnation of the generation of the desert, the one that left Egypt. The generation that left Egypt. So our generation goes back to Rashbi, goes back to the generation that left Egypt, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, which he was the first redeemer that took the Jewish people out of Egypt, he's going to be the last redeemer, take us out of the generation that's right before Mashiach. He's going to take us out of exile. And therefore, because of that, we need to do today both type of service. We need the service of Mizbach Adama, which is basically learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. And then also Mizbach Avonim, which is basically to subdue and transform even the three klipot, the three impure klipot. And Rebbe finished off and he says it should be the will. That should happen very, very soon. We should have the redemption from this exile. And just like we left Egypt, we'll leave this exile. What does that mean? That all the sparks are going to be transformed. And like it says, when the Jewish people left Egypt, it says, by Yinatzlut Mitzrayim, they saved. What does that mean? That they took all the sparks from Egypt. And even the, not only the earth, but even the stones, but were transformed. Like it says clearly in the prophets, Vasi Roisi Asleva Evan, I'm going to I'm going to take out the heart of stone, and it should be fulfilled what the verse says, that we're going to go out of exile with our children, with the elders, with our sons, with our daughters, and nothing's going to be left. in exile, all the silver and all the gold, together with all the wealth of the Jewish people. And just like when he left Egypt, the minute God said, we're leaving, even like a blink of an eye, we all left. The same thing also now, and especially the Rebbe says that we already finished all the prospects of times when we should leave Galus. In Hebrew, it's called Kala Kitzin. All the dates that were set, we already passed everything. Well, only thing that's missing is one thing. What's missing to leave Galus? Tshuva. We got to return to Hashem, and the Jewish people do tshuva. We return to Hashem. And why do we're going to be redeemed? We're going to be redeemed with the Gula HaMikdash V'Hashleima, the true Golos, the true redemption, the complete redemption. And like the Rebbe finishes off beautifully, B'mheira V'Yameinu Mamesh, it should happen quickly in our days on a literal level. So here we have a beautiful, beautiful Hasidic discourse that shows us the practical application of the two types of altars. And like most importantly, the Rebbe says, let's hope that we do our job, we do tshuva, and we will all gar of Golos, and next class will be in Yerushalayim, Yerakodesh. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov.